If you are a human being, and I think all of you are, I'm kind of scanning for any aliens. I don't see any. Oh, Reverend, okay, he claims to be an alien. Well, he is from South Dakota. Part of the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. Thank you for correcting me, sir. So, if you would please, you know, I think about it. As human beings, every one of us have experienced feeling alone at some time. Here's the great news and good joy. We're never, ever alone. We may feel that way, but Jesus Christ is praying for us. He is with us in the good times and in the bad. And you notice in the video that he was in the bad time for Peter. Let's take a look at Luke chapter 22, verse 31. If you have a paper Bible, feel free to open it. If it's all on electronic Bible, open it. And by the way, welcome to all of you online. We're happy to have you. We hope that those of you who are local and not able to be here, that you recover well from whatever it is that may be stopping you from being here. We love having everybody commune together. Luke 22, verse 31. Jesus said, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you all as wheat. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we come before you this morning and we ask you humbly to open our ears, our minds, our hearts to the words that you want us to grab onto, that speak of you and the love you have for us. We thank you for always caring for us in the good times and the bad. We pray a blessing upon this time together. And we thank you for being with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, I don't know about you, but most of us learned how to pray, how important it is to pray, right? You know, pray for the food. Pray for, I hope I win this game. Pray for, you know, getting rich. Don't. There's a price to pay for that, too. Don't pray for being poor, either. It's in Scripture. Okay? Don't ask for either one. I don't know why God put that in there, but he did. Probably because either way, there's envy involved, which is a form of pride. And God wants us to be what? Humble. Wow. A daunting task for most humans, but not for Jesus. We've learned to pray for thanksgiving, pray for forgiveness, pray for the Lord's help in difficult times, to intercede in prayer for others, pray without ceasing. Sound familiar? Yeah. We've learned how to pray, how to say the right prayers, when to pray, what physical position to be in when praying, where to be when praying. The list is endless about our prayer life. Sound familiar? Yeah. As children, I love it. We've learned to ask God for stuff and express our likes and dislikes. Such as, "Dear God, thank you for the baby brother, but what I asked for was a puppy. I never asked for anything before. Look it up." How about this one? Very respectful. "Dear Mr. God, I wish you would not make it so easy for people to come apart. I had to have 3 stitches and a shot." And as adults, now some of you may be acquainted with the Catholic life, so you may have heard these and understand that patron saints are often asked to intercede. As we navigate modern life, try this. Blessed Saint Anthony, finder of lost items. Where am I? How many of you know this one? Dear God, I do truly thank you that you brought me out of there and into the parking lot. Where's my car? Anybody ever have that happen? Yeah. Come on, you know you have. Here's a bedtime plea for aging concerns. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my shape to keep. Please no wrinkles, please no bags, and please lift up my backside before it sags. I don't know. It's amazing what we pray for. I've done it myself, and you have too. Pray for things as like Jesus is going, seriously? How about the one where, dear God, if you can fill in the blank, then here's God going, if I can, seriously? You remember who I am? I'm God, I can do anything. We forget. He loves us deeply. He loves us deeply. He wants the best for us. He wants us to enjoy life, but he wants us to seek him and stay with him. That was the message during our adult ed this morning, part of it. Stay with him. How do we do this? All of this praying to God and do, he wants us to do that. But have you ever considered Jesus prays for you without ceasing? I mean, think about it. Here he is praying for each and every one of us. The Apostle John recorded that Jesus prayed for his disciples and who? All believers when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Let's take a closer look at the book of John, chapter 17. Got your Bibles open up to that? Verse 20 through 23. Jesus prayed, my prayer alone is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Wow. There he is, praying for you and me. Okay. I was told to speak loud. What do I know? I have given them the glory that you gave me. Okay. That they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me. So that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me. And have loved them even as you have loved me. Wow. What a prayer of intercession, right? Right there. He knows he's going to die. Yet he's interceding for each and every one of us. Not only the disciples of the time, but of those of the future. You and I and many others. You know, Jesus loves us, each and every one, so much that he still prays for us today. You know, remember, even the Holy Spirit intercedes and prays on our behalf as well. Ever find a time where it's like, I don't know how to express this. I don't know the words to pray, Lord. But you know what I need. And the Holy Spirit's over there going, yeah, we know, okay? We got it. I'll pray for you. And he does. He intercedes for us. So when your life is in a tizzy, down in the toilet, know that Jesus is praying for you. When your life is going well, know Jesus is praying for you. He intercedes on our behalf with God the Father. Jesus loves us so much that he keeps giving us this message throughout our lives, through pastors, Christian mentors, authors, musicians, and so many other people. Do you think he thinks it's important that we know that he's interceding for us, that he's praying for us? You're not alone. We are not alone. How exciting. Now take a look at these authors and leaders, renowned Christian authors and leaders. Thomas Merton, he emphasized that love is the core of prayer. Merton's prayers often focus on love, both God's love for humanity and the love that should be driving force behind prayer and action. How about the well-known author and teacher, Bishop Robert Barron? He refers to Jesus' prayer for unity to highlight the importance of unity, not only among believers, but also aligning our prayers with Christ's desires. Amen. Christ's desire. Wait a minute. I wanted to have a cat. I wanted a puppy. But you gave me a brother. Is that in line with what God wanted? Apparently not. How about the author of Ragamuffin Gospel, Brennan Manning? He frequently discussed Jesus' intercessory prayer for his followers, emphasizing that it is a source of comfort and hope, especially in times of struggle and doubt. He highlights that Jesus' love for us is unconditional, and that we are always held in his prayers, regardless of our imperfections or past mistakes. I gotta tell you, each and every one of us have a past, some of which we don't want anybody to know about, and that's every one of us. And sometimes we really don't need to know, unless you're into gossiping. Do you know what that person... No, we don't do that. At least we hope we don't. We pray we don't. Manning encourages believers to trust in this enduring love and to find solace in the knowledge that Jesus is actively interceding on our behalf. How cool. He's interceding on our behalf. And then there's Reverend Billy Graham, who frequently spoke about the importance of prayer, emphasizing that Jesus himself prayed and that he believes should that believers should also pray. You know, he highlighted that prayer is a conversation with God. You ever think about that? A conversation with God? A way to seek his guidance and a means of receiving his grace and mercy. Reverend Graham also stressed that Jesus' intercessory prayer, particularly his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, we just read about that, demonstrates the depth of his love and sacrifice for humanity. That's us. He reminds us that Jesus prayed for the cup of suffering to be taken away from him, but ultimately he did what? He submitted to the will of his Father, God's will, demonstrating what? His willingness to die for humanity's sins, to die for us and our sins. Prayer is a two-way conversation. It's more than just asking for things. It's a two-way conversation with whom? Yeah, God. Where believers can both speak to God and listen for his guidance. How many times do we all just pray and we forget to ask for his guidance? I don't know about you, but I've done it more than once. And then all of a sudden I have an aha moment. It's like, maybe I should be asking and listening. You never had children do that in your life, did you? They ask for something and you say no. And they go, but you don't understand. And they go, I said no. But. You've never had that happen, I know. And as a child yourself, you never did that, right? You were perfect children, just like me. Well, anyway, I know, we're in church, I'm sorry. Never lie in church. Okay, duck and cover. Reverend Graham encouraged believers to pray not only for their own needs, but also for God's will to be done in their lives and in the world. Interceding for us. Debbie had, I'm young in preaching, and Debbie reads my sermons beforehand, my messages, and it's always like, I'm not sure what she, and she says, oh, that, you know, that's okay. I said, okay. I'm waiting for the shoe to drop, and it did. She said, you were redundant. You kept repeating yourself. And I said, what do you think Jesus has been doing all our lives? Oh, yeah. Jesus is interceding for us. He's praying for us. That is the message today. If you forgot, well, by now I hope you've gotten the message. Because the Apostle Paul thought it was important enough to remind us in Romans 8:34 that Christ Jesus, who died, and more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us, end quote. And again in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 23. Now there have been many of those priests since death prevented them from continuing in office. But because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to do what? Intercede for them. Wow. Do you hear him? Do you hear Jesus? Make no mistake about it. Jesus loves each and every one of you and I so much that he prays and intercedes for us with our Heavenly Father. I pray that you go home today and this week, that the redundancy, the repetition burns in your hearts, in your minds, that Jesus is praying for you no matter what is happening, because he loves us, each and every one of you and I. He wants us to experience, as our own Reverend Dwight Peterson has said. Well, now, wait a minute, come on. Reverend Peterson said, the Lord wants us to enjoy the joy of the Lord. Jesus is praying for you. Join him in prayer. Amen? Let's pray. Father God, we come before you. We thank you so much for all your love, for your grace, for your mercy, for your everything that you give us. We pray that we will spend more time focused on hearing you interceding and praying for us. We thank you for that. We love you. And we give you all the praise and glory. Amen.